This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We talked prior to the press conference. And by the way, if you have any questions or you heard something you want to talk about, your reaction to that press conference, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. I'm not surprised at the level of where Jimmy Haslam is as far as his football team is concerned. And, you know, he said straight out, you know, the roster is Andrew Berry's. The who starts is Kevin Stefanski's. You know, he is there to support, and he said they need to do a better job. We need to do a better job. Still not happy about a 3-win season. I think that reflects what we all think when it comes into this situation. So, but I'm still not surprised, and I don't know if it's good or bad as a fan that the owner has the detail that he has, like completely listed off everybody they drafted this year by name. You know, and do we really care about the late round picks? I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're employees.
Rather than stats.
They're employees of the company.
Sure.
I guess so. Maybe that's one reason too. But I thought, you know, he knows the minutia of what's there. I thought he was also.
Well, it's his business.
Yeah, but sometimes I think fans want. Hey, man, let's face it, Randy Lerner wanted to just own the team. Hire the right people and not have to worry about anything. I don't have a problem with that either.
I don't think Randy wanted to own the team. Randy inherited the team.
I don't know that Randy didn't want to own the team. If Randy would have just wrote checks and hired the right people and everything went 100%, yeah, then why wouldn't he have wanted to own the team? Especially if they're making money. Why wouldn't you?
I think he held on to the team because of his dad, but that's...
I think he did it out of respect for his father, but at some point, there was a business aspect on that. I'm just still trying to go back and forth here on whether I want to discuss... The stadium stuff I thought was interesting.
99.9% sure it's a go.
Yeah. Break ground maybe in February. Second largest project in state history.
Jimmy made a great point, by the way. He was asked about, well, you know, if this is going to be done in 3.5 years, aren't you hurrying it through and everything else? No, and Jimmy immediately made the right point. So we've been working on the design of this and everything else since like 2017.
I thought he answered some tough questions too. The seating capacity of the new Dome Stadium, and would it be able to handle a Super Bowl? And I don't think it's the venue is the issue. I think it's more the city, which, by the way, I'm curious what you think. I do think if they build the Dome, we will see one Super Bowl in our lifetime, and that'll be the end of it. I don't think we'll never see another one.
I kind of feel like
when the commissioner got involved and he had said that, you know, they went to Columbus, that there's probably a feeling there that Cleveland would get a Super Bowl at some point if we were able to build this. Because if I was a state, I'd want to hear that too when they were talking about the financing. Are we going to get a Super Bowl in Cleveland if that happens? look, I can show you that we've done this in other cities and that we'd be there. But the problem is it wouldn't be the stadium. It's the infrastructure, right? It's the city of Cleveland. It's the hotels. It's hotels, I don't know, Westlake or Beachwood or Rockside or, you know, would we have enough hotels? Akron. I mean, remember we had a convention here, the Republican convention. They had folks staying in all over the place, like Sandusky, pretty far hauls to get back to downtown. So, you know, to be able to put a Super Bowl or a bowl game or some kind of major event would, guess what, fill up hotel rooms and restaurants downtown.
Sure.
But for some reason.
And in the suburbs and you're right, Akron, everywhere else.
Being 12 miles away from where they are right now, I mean, people act like they're moving to Baltimore. It's not even close. And I do think that what Jimmy said.
People who are doing that, I think, are doing it to serve their own agendas.
Perhaps. I did think it was interesting that he talked about, you know, the story that was in the paper yesterday about, okay, one of the problems we have now with all of the venues is who's paying for the upkeep once these things are in. And Jimmy said it without saying it, but, you know, did he use the word syntax? I didn't even catch
that.
He did. Okay. So, you know, continuing on a syntax. So it would be continued taxing.
Partnering with the other franchises.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well,
the county's got to get
out. A lot of people
They need to. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help us, general public. Even if they don't do anything, if the Browns and the county are not talking, it's bad. It's
silly.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. You know, and the county can be mad all they want, but the county stands to lose what on this? Like, I still don't. And Dee brought it up. Hey, by the way, Brook Park's in Cuyahoga County. Like, I go back to the beginning of this argument. If anyone wanted to scream about this whole thing, it's the city and Mayor Bibb. I get it, man. That's your job. Your job is to protect that boundary line between Brook Park and Cleveland. I get it. But the county, to me, makes absolutely no sense. What is the difference for the county if they're in Brook Park or if they're in Cleveland?
The county seemed to think, the county executive, Chris Ornain, seemed to think that by having it downtown, it's a better thing for the entire region. That's his opinion and perspective, and he's allowed to have it.
But
he also is—he's also in position to represent
everybody.
The citizens of Cuyahoga County.
Yeah.
So there's a big picture there.
And you know, he has been a huge proponent of the lakefront. Like, that's been kind of his baby, and now he's got the opportunity, and the county has the opportunity to do something great with the lakefront. Now, and I don't blame, like, if the Haslam's out, if the county and the Browns aren't talking already, what would possess the Browns to want to even say the nice things they said about the lakefront today? Like, if the county's won't even talk.
Isn't it more city than county at that point?
For lakefront?
I would think so, since the lakefront's actually located in the city of Cleveland.
But it's also in Cuyahoga County. It's the same argument we use for Brook Park.
And the dome is in Cuyahoga County, and the county didn't care.
So. Right. I've talked about the four major projects that are going on, the Bedrock project on that land over there that I thought originally was where the casino was going to be, but now we've got this world-class healthcare basketball facility that's going to move there. The lakefront itself, they talked about that.
Jimmy made
the airport too.
He made one comment that I thought was very interesting early on when he was asked, and it was kind of, and I was glad to hear it. When we talked before the whole thing started, Andy, and I threw out to you what basically would be your...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your threshold for an acceptable season or successful season. And he said 3 wins obviously isn't, you know, that's not good. But he said, I think we will know what better looks like. Thought that was an interesting way to phrase it. And I think it was a good way to phrase it. If you win 5 games, but all of a sudden you have Dylan Sampson who rushed for 1,200 yards. And you have Cedric Tillman, who came through and had a 1,000-yard receiving season. And you had a quarterback who looked like a guy you could have at quarterback moving forward. And your defense was improved. But you win 5 or 6 games. That's better. And I think that was an interesting way, and a good way, for Jimmy to put it.
Do you remember how Eric Mangini saved his job with Mike Holmgren?
I remember Mike Holmgren saying we didn't think it was fair to Eric to basically blow him up this early and that he deserved another year.
And didn't they win their last 4 games of the year?
Yeah, they came out strong.
And so that's another scenario that I kind of was thinking about, that if you're looking at it, let's just say they don't start Shador or Dylan, right? And they wait until week 10, 11, something like that. And they're deep in the hole where they know they're not going to make the playoffs at that point.
But then in the last 4 or 5 games, they look pretty good.
Yeah. And then you see improvement. Like I could see that being a window to success.
I think it was a smart thing for Jimmy to say, because it's silly. I would think it's silly for an owner to say, well, we got to win 6. I mean, well, then the fans are mad. You only want to win 6?
Right.
I think we'll know what better looks like. I think that's perfect, actually. If you want to know the truth, it gives him room to make judgments about the work that's been done on his football team, and whether you want to agree that he is in the right to do that. Well, he owns the team, so yeah, he is. But I think that was very well put by him, and I hope that they follow that. If at the end of the year they win 6 games, but it looks blech, well, then you're going to make changes. And if you win 5 games. But things look like they're really coming around, Andy, and maybe on the right path, everybody can stay in place. So I think that was a perfect way for Jimmy to put it.
Yeah, I also think they're taking this training camp one day at a time, too. And first of all,
take our show, Andy, one day at a time.
Oh, no, Jeff, we're 1 minute at a time around here.
That's right, Andy.
The way that they're approaching training camp is, you know, obviously not of a team that anyone can. I don't want to say that they don't see the playoffs, but they're looking at pillars, right? Carolina is a pillar. Philly will be a pillar. Those games will be there, and then as they move towards the season, so that you're not making that. I know that, you know, Kevin said early on, we'd rather make a decision sooner than later, but I think Pickett getting hurt kind of changes a little bit of the quarterback timeline, don't you? Especially if he's healthy after 2 weeks and then he gets
a competition. Let's figure out how long he's hurt for. You know, here's the other thing. Just because Pickett is out and the other guys are here doesn't mean the guys are going to perform well enough to make you think, yeah, oh, that's the guy. And I say that based on the headline I saw about the Indianapolis Colts situation. You know, they have Anthony Richardson, who they spent, was the 5th overall pick on a couple of years ago. And then they brought in Daniel Jones, who was a 6th overall pick with the Giants and got cut by the Giants and was with Minnesota at the end of last year. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, one of those guys is our guy. And the headline said, they're both stinking it up, basically. It said neither guy is performing well. So just because Pickett's out doesn't necessarily mean, oh, good, here's Joe Flacco's chance well, it might be a chance, but he's got to perform well. And, you know, if he doesn't, well, Pickett's right there. If, and I think Pickett's right there anyway, if he's back by next week. If he's not, then that certainly changes things, and it should. It should change things. If Dylan Gabriel outplays Joe Flacco while Pickett is out, let's say Pickett's out next week in Carolina, and Gabriel looks better. Andy, you've said it. I've said it. None of us care which guy it is. Just have somebody play well and make him the starter. I don't care which guy it is. If it's Flacco, fine.
I've felt in the past that we've had, like, maybe with four quarterbacks, it changes things too. But there has been giant divides in this city over who plays quarterback, I especially over the last 10 years. Like, oh, who wants to see Brian Hoyer when we've got Johnny Manziel? And, you know, you've got, and I've heard talk shows like just split the city in half because, you know, one person thought they were so right and the other person was so right. And it's just, you're a 3-win team. You've got four quarterbacks and who knows who your quarterback's going to be. I still don't know. I think Flacco's in the lead right now. I think most of us think that based on the fact that you've got two other rookies coming back.
I would assume, however, you know what happens when you assume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are going to return. So coming up in the next hour, Kevin Stefanski will have his press conference. And so we'll hear that, I don't know, somewhere around 120, 130, somewhere in there. He'll step up to the podium. I do want to kind of get back into the Guardians and try to figure out where they're going to go with the trade deadline coming up on Thursday. So all these things, plus still your reaction to what we heard from Jimmy Haslam and D. Haslam, their press conference today. Not acceptable. That was a lot of, they said that a lot of times about certain issues. So we might touch on that too when we come back. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.